In what order did Space Mountain open in the theme parks? So we're celebrating Hyperspace Mountain, which is at Disneyland, but in what order did they open? Walt Disney World, Tokyo, Paris, Hong Kong, Disneyland. Which one came first?
Disneyland. Disney World. Tokyo. Paris. What were my other choices? Were there five?
And you have Hong Kong.
And then Hong Kong.
Almost right. The order is Disney World, then Disneyland, Tokyo, Disney Paris, and then Hong Kong. So you just mix the first two up.
Oh. Are you asking me about Space Mountain? Was that the question?
Yeah, like, where did they open?
Oh, I was... Okay.
I said...
I know, I heard that. Hyperspace Mountain. But I thought we were doing them in order of, like... Yeah, Hyperspace Mountain. Yay! Okay. I'm looking for... In the animated feature, Peter Pan, who do the pirates say is playing Ring Around the Rosie with Peter Pan?
Oh, Ring Around the Rosie with Peter Pan.
I'm going to give you a... I'm going to give you a hint. The pirates say it.
Oh.
Say it, not you.
Yes!
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say the name.
No,
ready?
You say... Okay. Hi, guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together, we are hosts of Main Street...
And Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Jacob.
Yes, Kikau.
I am so excited about our episode today.
Episode!
So, we have just gone to the parks...
Yes.
You, me, and our friend Randall Eames, at Randall Eames. Hi, Randall.
Hi, Randall.
Now, what inspired the trip? Why did we go? What was the point? What were you looking forward to?
Yes. Well, we're all getting ready to disperse for the holidays. So we wanted to go one more time, or one time before we all dispersed, and the focus was on... holiday events / Star Wars.
Okay. So,
was the theme of the day.
You may have heard our last week's episode, which is about the Christmas holidays, and it got you excited to do some of the activities that were there.
Yes.
What were you excited about, and what did you do?
I was excited to see all the decorations, because I do love a Christmas decoration. So that was, it's always exciting to see that. And I was really excited to see the, Viva Navidad.
Viva Navidad!
Viva Navidad! It was so good. It was, and okay. So if you have not seen Viva Navidad, do yourself a favor, get over there to DCA and check it out. Because I think it was probably my favorite, one of my favorite, like, street party things that they do. They kind of have several of those. But this one I thought was the best. It was so magical and unexpected. And it starts out with the three caballeros.
Caballeros. The weekly word.
Why do you always do this to me? It starts out with them, and they come out on a float, and it's so fun, and they're like, hola,
yeah,
Jose.
It's so fun.
And then Mickey and Minnie come out unexpected, and they're like on these like bikes. They're being, you know, ridden out on a bicycle, and it's kind of fun. And then, it's just so fun.
And then the dancers.
And the dancers. But there's like 50 of them.
Yeah, they're really awesome.
With
joy.
Filled with joy.
That's actually what got me. It got me teary just looking
just
at that.
Just to celebrate Christmas. And then the the Brazilian dancers yes. come out, which is so exciting and unexpected. I don't know where they came from, but they just showed up.
Yeah, they were. So we positioned ourselves immediately across from the Paradise Gardens area, like where you get the. Where there's so food, it's like literally right across, like in the center, right next
right.
to the little
Right, it's the ride where you like go up in the little balloon. Is it a balloon?
No, it's
It's that ride. And then they kind of drop you. It's like
it's
one of the
jellyfish.
Jellyfish, like, yes. Yeah. It's like kiddie ride. Yeah. But stand in front of that because that's like home base.
The middle.
That's the best place to stand. And you don't need to be there early. It happens, I don't know, several times during the day, and we literally walked up like 1 minute before,
yeah,
and was able to get that spot. So, but it was awesome because they come out on a float. It's just great, and there's drummers, and it's just a lot of energy and a lot of fun and a lot of celebration, and it was just a really fun afternoon there, and we ate in the back.
Yes.
That's where we ate.
We had a little Mexican
and
food.
It's usually Mediterranean, uh-huh. but I believe they've changed it over just for Viva Navidad.
Uh-huh.
And oh, this the cutest little thing. So Donald was doing a meet and greet.
Yes, and they're all in their little like Mexican outfits.
Yes.
Donald, the other birds.
Yes.
Mickey, Minnie, Goofy.
Yes.
Continue.
And this little kid was walking with Donald was holding its hand. This little girl, she was maybe 4 years old, maybe. And she was just smile from ear to ear walking with him. But he was going in. And as he was going in, Mickey and Minnie came out. Were coming out. And so they saw, Mickey and Minnie saw Donald with this little girl. And then they all kind of stopped and like went into position, posed for a picture. And then Donald was off and Mickey and Minnie came on. And it was just, it was like one of those magical moments. Mom and Dad were right there. They got a photo with Mickey, Minnie, and Donald and their little girl. Like, when does that happen? Yeah. Never.
It was the perfect little, like, Disney magic Venn diagram moment. Like, you just don't really catch them all.
No.
Like that.
And of course, you know, I was, like, getting... you know, napkins or something for us to eat. And I just caught it and standing there going like, oh my God, I love Disney. It was just so much. I don't know who it was more magical for, the family or me, but it was really fun. That was really fun. We saw, what else Christmassy did we do? Are we going in order of the day
really,
or?
Being, just back there as well, you have the special meet and greets. You have the special food, like we said. They also have this little arts and crafts area. Either way, just go out and go and check that out.
Arts and crafts.
It's a cute little area. And then, of course, entertainment, like various bands and comics and storytellers that come to that area.
Yeah, it was great. That is a really... Viva Navidad. What else?
Two.
Let's stay in DCA for a little bit.
Yeah. The other thing that we saw were the Cars Land decorations, like which are just
so cute.
So cute. Something in particular that I loved are the different trees, like made out of cones, and then there's the tree that's just made out of tires, and then there's the
right.
one that's like license plate signs, and
yeah,
know, they
street
just,
signs.
They really do it up, and they make it so nice, and they make it so special, but still like in the Cars world.
Yeah.
And it's you know, you could take your picture next to that little snow car that's in front of the season speeding sign. It's just like total picture zone for.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants it to be.
And we rode the Cars ride.
We did go on the Cars ride.
Yes.
Which was also really fun.
That's always fun. I just love that ride. It is so magical.
Yeah.
You come around that corner and the music's playing and then there's a waterfall. And it looked really good. Like the last time I rode that ride, it was a little like... I don't know. Mater kind of was just there. Didn't really move.
Mm.
The tractors didn't tip over.
Yeah, that kind of still didn't happen.
It didn't happen this time, but at least they were like working.
Yeah.
The last time I rode it, the lights were really dim on that part,
yeah.
And like the little taxi, not the policeman that
yes.
comes out.
Uh-huh.
You know, he comes around the sign. And he's like, hey, watch it, you crazy cats.
Yeah, slow down.
He didn't really do that last time. He just stayed in the back. And
you
kind of...
Did he talk?
He talked, but he didn't move. It was just really like, I was like, ooh, we need some maintenance. And it looks like they have done that. So that was nice to see.
Also in DCA, we did the World of Color.
Yes. Which the Christmas
World of Color.
Christmas World of Color, which is Winter Dreams, I believe.
Winter Dreams. Yes. World of Color, Winter Dreams.
I think it's fantastic.
Heather Headley. It's worth it enough just to see her.
Even if you can't see it, to hear her sing.
And now we did try to get passes, but you should know that this is, I think, maybe the first or second time that we've done this where we didn't have passes and you just sort of have to like find your own place in the back. And I think having seen the show already, it wasn't like a priority for us to like necessarily be in the front row. And actually, like, I feel like I enjoyed it more with just a little bit of distance to see the vastness of it, how wide it was. And then also for us to plan our escape quickly. Like, I don't know, maybe that's just like jaded AP, but I'm like, all right, great. I don't have to sort of wade through people to get out of here. It just was like, you know, far enough back. We watched it right in front of the Ariel's ride and Ariel's Undersea Adventure, and then just walked right out. Like, it was kind of a perfect spot, I think. For someone like me, you know, I can imagine going there again with somebody who had never seen any of this and kind of pushing my way to the front for them. But I just feel like if I'm just going to see it like this and I've already seen it before, why not, like, take a step back and let others step forward to watch it?
Look at you in the Christmas spirit.
Go ahead.
A little bit about that. Like, we've seen that World of Color, several shows from all different places. We've been right in the front, gotten the splash, gotten the wet zone. I've been in the VIP section, which was the best, I'm going to tell you. And I've been in the back, which was great. I think from having seen that show, you need a little distance helps. Mm. I think everyone tries to be front. They like, we have this thing like, we got to be front and center. And I think that's it's too close. When I've been up there, I haven't enjoyed the show as much. It's much more enjoyable a little further back. So I guess this is a tip. If you're going, don't worry about that you need to be in the front. It's okay. It's actually it's a better show, I think, further back that you stand. And you think that someone's going to be in front of you, but you got to remember this water is shooting up like 15 feet up in the air. So
no, like hundreds of feet.
I know.
15 is like nothing.
Nothing. It's crazy, it's right?
Like literally hundreds of feet.
It's crazy. So
thousands even. But so you also see the cute little, we talked about this technology before, I think, where the little snowflakes that are made out of soap that fly into the sky.
Yes.
And you get to sort of see the full picture when you're back there.
And they've added the like the fog.
Yes.
And the fire. Little burst on that. I think it's great. I love that Winter Dreams one. I think mostly for Heather Headley belting her face off. I don't know. I mean, it's unnatural, those notes she's singing, but
she
sings
Believe. And
she sings Believe, and I don't know what that other Christmas song is, but it's just, well, she sings Joy to the World, too.
Oh, and Joy to the World.
She's sort of the voice of Winter Dreams.
Until Adina sings.
Right, until Adina sings. So it's like,
I don't want Heather to sing it.
You do? I would love to. Yeah, but you can't, because you're showing Adina, so you can't have a different voice.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. You're not showing Adina. You're showing Elsa.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I think another highlight before we move parks is the Buena Vista Street Community Bell Ring.
Oh, my gosh.
It was actually rewinding. It's the first thing that we saw. We came in from the Toy Story parking lot, went left to California, Disney California. And, you know, we walk in and here are these amazing, like, vocalists and bell ringers. Now, I've watched them before, but I don't think I've sat through an entire set of them.
We sat through the entire set.
We watched their whole thing, and it was really great. They're so talented.
So cute and talented.
It was a fun, quick show, and it was neat to see, like, hear each of them talk. Like, they sort of went through one by one and, mm-hmm. and did an introduction of some sort. They were not marking. Like, they were totally full out and, like, smiles galore. And the moments that got me were anything where they sort of asked us to join along. Because I just felt so, I don't know why, I just sort of felt, like, vulnerable and, like, oh, my God, I'm singing with you. I don't know. It just was, when it felt inclusive, I was, like, all about it. And then the really interesting thing is they sing just beneath the bridge. And two times we had the trolley going by, and they sort of had, like, as they were singing, little moments of, like, all right, come closer to us so you don't die.
Yeah, get hit, like, by the trolley.
Please just come, you know, and the crowd had gotten that big, and I don't know. What did you think of them?
Oh, I thought they were wonderful. I mean, they're so talented. First of all, the singing and all those part singing like that, and then on top of that, they got to ring the bells, and it was good. I loved it. It's those jokes are so kind of corny, and it's that weird sort of corny banter that actually kind of gets to you somehow. You're like, this is corny. And then you're like, oh my God, yes, let's sing Sleigh Bells. And it was very fun. It was funny because we got there and I didn't realize what was happening. And I was like, are we staying for the whole thing? And both of you and Randall were like, yes. We are staying for the. We are seeing everything Christmas.
Oh my God!
And I was like, okay, I just didn't know. Don't it was, but it was, very good.
I just
good.
Admonished him. I said he doesn't want to stay the whole time. But I
did. I was sorry. Anyway, they what are they called again?
They are the Buena Vista.
Buena Vista
Street Community.
Bell
Ringers.
And then they go ding 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 ding. They say it like 15 times in the show, and then they always ring their bells. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
Do not miss it.
Yeah, definitely must do. Honestly, like it also, like I've done in the past, it's also fine to just listen to them for one or two songs and walk away. Like, their set was about 25 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was
like
a long set.
It's a long set. So, like, if you're kind of just not feeling it, like, move along. But it's, I don't know, like, you don't have to watch the whole thing. Or watch the whole thing.
Or watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Not to get too dishy, but, oh my God, the girl that was dressed like a Christmas tree. Can we just talk about that for a second?
Hilarious.
So she had on, like, a Christmas tree hat.
Okay.
She was living her life. She had on, like, a green strapless dress, but more like just fabric wrapped around her.
Yeah, it was like fabric.
Uh-huh. And then there was like ornaments that were like safety pinned to the fabric.
Yes.
And like tinsel.
Oh, I hope you saved this snap. Because if you didn't, it's going to be annoying.
I think so. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I think I did.
Because it's so good.
It's so good.
And she also, on the top of her head, wore a Christmas tree
hat.
So the whole look was...
She was a Christmas tree.
And wrapped around her shoulders, because it was a little cold, was a little shawl, like a little clear...
Sparkly. It would be like a Christmas tree skirt, if you will.
Pashmina.
A Christmas tree pashmina. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm applauding her, and I'm supporting her. I don't want to... I'm not making fun of her, but I just love that she was living her life.
Yeah.
Fully as a Christmas tree and Disney California Adventure.
But, you know, tis the season a little bit. Like, you know, we've gone and done some Disney bounding ourselves, and she's just feeling the spirit. I mean,
yes.
She was not the only one. I saw several.
She was the only one dressed as a Christmas tree.
Only one
I'm sorry.
A Christmas tree.
I have to stop you right there.
But what I mean is, like, I saw people dressing in, like, all red with, like, their Santa hat, like, people, and cute tights, like, people were feeling the spirit.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, trust me, I love a good dress-up.
Yeah.
So, I'm all for dressing up. And we did a whole episode on dressing up, but it was just, I wasn't expecting a Christmas tree. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It was great.
Let's go across.
Okay, so we're walking across. Here we go. Oh, they're playing Fantasmic. And now we go into Disneyland.
We're in Disneyland. And
you hear
what holiday things did we do there?
The holiday day things that we did there. We went, I'm just trying to go through the what our schedule was. We went right to Hyperspace Mountain, which is holiday. Right. We'll save that for the next segment.
It kind of is a little bit, because let's hold it here, because it was a major part of our day, and actually that whole area is like Season of the Force. So like they're really playing this off
right.
as yes, it's part of the opening of Star Wars, but it's like seasonal, like Season of the Force, like they're making it like it's this overlay of that entire area versus it just being normal
right.
Tomorrowland. So we did wait right. in that line for quite a while. I don't mean to derail the conversation,
no,
but I'm
no
just saying,
derailing.
Like, but Hyperspace, I would categorize it as a holiday thing, maybe.
Here's my question. How long do you think the season is gonna last? Because I know it's what it says it's going to, but
sure.
like 3 years from now when we're still celebrating the Season of the Force.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me. I just wonder how long this season is actually going to go.
They just don't want to offend, like, the Tomorrowland...
Diehards.
Diehard and the Tomorrowland, like, name. Like, we're just putting this overlay on temporarily.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, it would be detrimental to keep it there the whole time.
Well, I think it's the best thing that has happened. I mean, because that Tomorrowland was, like, a graveyard over
yeah.
there.
It's,
they didn't
really
know what
cool.
to do with any of it.
Yeah.
And now at least it has some sort of like uniformity about it.
Yeah.
And
all in one.
Yeah. Everything kind of connects to each other now or getting better at it. And so anyway, it's great. So we you have to remind me what other holiday things we did, because we were going to see the parade. And
we
waited
in line. So
we waited in line, but then we ended up seeing like Santa at the very end. Like, there he goes.
Yes. As we made our way toward Magical Map.
Oh, we saw Magical Map. If you have been listening, you know, I love a Magical Map.
Magical Map, which was so good, actually. Let's finish talking about, let's talk about Season of the Force a little bit then, because we, Hyperspace Mountain, the ride line was 2 hours long. That prevented us
yes.
from seeing other things.
2 hours long. Posted, only 90 minutes, but it
yes.
ended up to be 120.
Listen, if you get there early, get yourself a fast pass, get in there, make it happen.
It was one of the things, like, that was what we were going for.
Right.
Randall had not ridden it yet. We were like, great, we stand in line.
Yeah.
We do it. We know it's going to be a long one. Get yourself a snack. Get a corn dog, go to the thing, go to the line.
Hopefully
and just,
you brought a friend or, you know, you could...
You download the heads up
yep.
on your phone.
Yep.
You bring some cards.
It was great. The ride's awesome.
It is... Here's the thing. It is totally worth
and
that...
totally worth it.
Totally worth that 2 hour wait. It is just riveting.
Yeah, and fun.
You
and,
know,
and, fun
and exciting. When you come around, when you get in that car and you come around and it starts the overture, dun, 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 you're like, ah, it's so exciting. And then you go into hyperspace.
We then, after that, went to the Star Wars Launch Bay, which is what they, you know, turned the...
Carousel
Progress, even though it's no
Interventions.
The
Carousel Progress was gone, and like, I love that Carousel Progress.
I love it. But Interventions has become Star Wars Launch Bay, which is really
yes.
like a place to look at all of the new
like the
things that are coming.
Yes.
And
like there's models from the movie. There's like costumes. You can meet Darth Vader. You can meet a Wookiee. Which is, you can't, and then upstairs is all,
Marvel stuff.
So, and there's a lot of video games and you can meet Thor and you can meet Spider-Man.
It's just sort of like the place for all of the,
it's just boy
technology and boy.
Like,
and
I mean,
nerds,
I know
there's
like girls that love Star Wars. Absolutely. And there's lots of girls waiting in line for Thor. Lots of boys, too. But, yeah. It just was a great place. Like, I just kept thinking, oh, I'm going to bring my nephew here, and this is where we're going to stay the whole time. Because he's just going to play every game.
Yeah.
He's going to love every second of it.
And honestly, it was a little cold, so it was nice to be inside.
It was nice to be inside.
Like, I mean, I do like Star Wars, and it's going to be... looking forward to the movie and all the things. But I was just sort of like, oh yeah, this is nice to get sort of back into some sort of warmth, and then to go back outside.
I did like that innovations, though.
Interventions.
I like the floor that was around. Remember that?
Yeah, no, it's just not anymore.
Peter Pan bedroom was so cute. Sure. And the piano played.
You now have the cantina. That's the thing they always talk about.
The cantina. We didn't go in the cantina.
Go in the cantina.
What is that?
It's basically just like the set.
Oh, the set of the cantina.
And then they have like people you could take pictures with.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really anything. And then, of course, tons of merchandise.
Merch.
And then let's finish up with talking a little bit about Magical Map, because basically what we did was we did Magical Map, we had fried chicken, and then we went back across the street to do World of Color Celebrate. So the theme really was Christmas and Star Wars, I guess, but we intermixed it with a little bit of
Magical Map. Right. Well, we went to see Magical Map. I have a friend that's in the show. Hi, Rachel King. And I wanted to see her perform, so that was really fun.
Yeah.
But it was exciting because I don't think I had ever seen it at night. So they've changed their times a little bit. I think they've shifted them a little later now.
Mm.
I think the last show used to be at like 5, mm-hmm. and now the last show is like at 6:45 maybe. Check your times when you go there. Don't write us and be like, you told us the show was at 6:45. Yeah. Get the little sheet.
This is a definite not miss. Like, do not miss the show.
Do
if you have one day to
not
go,
miss.
I love it.
Mickey's Magical Map.
Mickey
and the Magical Map. It's not Mickey's Magical Map. It's Mickey and the Magical Map. I know. I'm standing corrected. And so it was at night, which was awesome because we got to see more of the lights. And also because it was cold, they were in their winter wear. Pocahontas had a full prairie skirt on.
Full length
prairie skirt.
Tiana had a shoulder, like a little bolero.
Capelet.
And, you know, all the girls had the, it was like.
Everyone had
like a nude
under layer on.
It was nice.
It was
nice
just kind
warm.
Of
fun. Nice and warm.
We were like, ooh, winter wear.
We also were sitting really close. So,
yes.
I do love sitting far at that show so you could sort of see the whole picture.
Right.
Once again, this whole controversy or conversation about sitting close or far. But because
to sit for this one?
I think I kind of like being a little bit closer. I mean, now that we've seen it so often, it's nice to see it close to see how they interact with each other.
Yeah.
And like for instance, there was definitely two of the like ensemble boys that were just sort of playing around, like not in a bad way, but in a like, you know, they'd come out and do sort of funny poses. And then like, you could just see that there was a little bit more there. This is the last show of the day. There was a little bit of like, giddy,
right,
youthful energy that was fun.
Their flips were very good.
And their flips, it's youth. It's the youth.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen it a bunch of times, and sometimes you're just like, oh.
And the male singer was fantastic.
On point.
All good. Now, I would say if you haven't seen it, maybe sit a little further back because you want to see that. You want to see the screen, the mapping on the screen, and that's really amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they do in that. But anyway, Mickey...
And
the Magical Map.
Magical
I'm sure it will not be the last time we talk about it, but...
We're going to dedicate 15 episodes.
Oh, God. We have no more listeners. Speaking of listeners, thank you guys so much for listening. It's just... It brings us so much joy, and...
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Is this our Christmas episode?
Not really.
Well, I'm leaving, so I will...
I think it might be.
It might be. Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas. We'll see you
Year. Next year? What? Isn't that so fun?
Thank you so much for liking, following, commenting. Hashtag, let me see your tree.
Let me see your tree. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I already stopped recording.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Bye, guys. See you in the parks.
See you in the parks. Switch on the sky.